Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. I have with me a very special guest, Dr. Liana Cinquenta. She is the founder and director of Tell Asia Ministries and is leading a massive movement in northern India right now. And Liana, it's wonderful to have you with us. We're new friends, actually, but when I heard you speak at the HIM conference in Pasadena a while ago, I was trembling with excitement because of what God has been doing with you and through you and those that you work with over in India. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Thank you, Patricia. And it's such an honor to be here with you today. And yes, God is doing an amazing thing in a part of the world that was once called the graveyard of Christianity. Today, we are seeing an incredible movement to Jesus Christ.
In listening to your testimony, I understand that you work and labor in the Ganges River region in northern mm-hmm. India. Yeah. And you were sharing that actually that there was less than 0.01% Christians mm-hmm. in that region.
Yeah.
And I love the story that you told about going into the village mm-hmm. and the, yeah. there was the chief of the village and you and your partner minister who was with you said, mm-hmm. Do you know Jesus? And he said, no one by that name in this village,
right,
because
yeah.
they never, ever heard the name. And that was typical mm-hmm. for that
yes.
region.
Yeah, in fact, this is considered the birthplace of Hinduism and Buddhism. It's one of the darkest, most needy places in the world. We have 35 million children who are destitute, growing up malnourished. Most of the trafficking of girls into the sex trade happens right through this area. About 1 million children trafficked into India. So there's a great need in this area to bring in the light and the love of
right
Jesus Christ.
On. And you had shared that there's over 200 million people in that region. Most of them mm-hmm. are Hindus or Buddhists or offsprings of that, but there's false worship. You can see people in the Ganges mm-hmm. River worshiping. You can find women who are dedicating their children to idols, and mm-hmm. and it's just steeped with gross darkness, mm-hmm. like what Isaiah talks about.
Yes.
The darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, mm-hmm. and they're blinded by a deception that
right.
will keep them bound unless we take the gospel to them.
Yes, when God first called me there, he showed me the Himalaya Mountains and the Ganges River area, and he showed me the demonic principalities ruling over the nation. And they had reins in their hands and whips as if they were driving a chariot.
Wow.
And then my eye was caused to follow these reins were made. They were made of chains. And the chains were binding the people in slavery to idol worship, in slavery to poverty, in slavery to disease. And my heart broke for the people of northern India and of the wow. entire nation, because they need the love of Jesus.
Wow. And I know that if people go to xpmedia.com, they'll be able to find your testimony, because mm-hmm. you were actually an atheist at one time and then got a divine encounter
mm-hmm. yes.
that God gave you and came into faith, but then you had a divine encounter in your calling that brought you to India. So they can mm-hmm. watch that online, and
yes.
I would highly recommend our viewers to do that, because it's a powerful, powerful testimony. But you had said that in this last few years, mm-hmm. that coming from a place where there's hardly a mm-hmm. believer to be found, mm-hmm. that you have raised up national leaders mm-hmm. who are now preaching the gospel, and now there are over 12,000 churches planted mm-hmm. through your organization, which is based on you raising up the national leaders to go out,
yes.
preach the gospel,
mm-hmm.
and establish these works. And how many believers have come to Christ in the last mm-hmm. 3 years, did you say?
245,000 people who were once bound by those chains are now set free by the power and the love of Jesus Christ.
That is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love, you know, as you were sharing at our meeting last night, you were telling your testimony of how, you know, you just came over to northern India really by yourself. You weren't mm-hmm. with an organization. The Lord told you to go and you went. One-way ticket. Mm-hmm. You had your will written for your parents to find because you thought, I might die over there. And if I do, you know, if I die, I die. But I'm going to get this gospel to the people. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say I really, really honor you because I know that it took a lot of courage to do what you did, a lot of faith. Mm-hmm. And I cheer you on. I tell you, I'm in definitely in your cheering section.
Thank you.
But when we were meeting last night, one of our team members asked you, he said, what is the key to reaching the Hindus? Mm-hmm. And you said,
the power of the Holy Spirit through signs and wonders. See, they are already religious. They're very religious people. They have, I think, 330 million different idols and different gods and goddesses and spirits that they worship. And so why? Not because of anything, but that they don't know Jesus. Nobody's brought the gospel to them. And so they're searching for a God that is real. Right. They're searching for a living God that loves them, that can answer their prayers. And they will go to the witch doctor when they're sick. And the witch doctor does these terrible things over them to try to heal them. And usually they end up worse off than they were. Right. And they go to the medical doctor, but some of their ailments can't be healed by the simple doctors they have in the villages. And so finally, when they are at their wits' end, they will finally come to us.
You know, Paul in his writings said very clearly that we are not to just preach with words only, but that our preaching needs to be confirmed with signs following, with the power of God, confirmed by the power of God. Now, you shared a testimony about a little girl who had polio and her family were nominal Christians, but they were just, you know, churchgoers, but hadn't been introduced to the power yet. Can you share that testimony?
It was amazing. I was leading a little Bible study and there was a Hindu lady who hadn't ever come to know Christ yet. She came to the meeting after we were finished, and she was carrying this precious little girl in her arms, but her arms were like toothpicks. Her legs and her arms were twisted and useless, hanging there limp, and she couldn't even speak, and she's laying in the mother's arms. She had given her the polio drops as a baby, but out in the village, the polio drops she received were outdated. The little girl got the polio. And such a tragic situation. And here's it. And I'm like, oh God, I've prayed for headaches, you know, and colds, but I don't think I have faith for this.
Because she had spindly little arms, spindly legs, nothing moving. She had no ability to speak.
Right. And I just, okay, I'm glad that God's God and I'm not, and I'm just going to obey. And you know, that's what it takes is we just obey
Simple
God.
Simple obedience.
And I laid my hands on her and I prayed for her. And when I came back the following week, that mother comes running out of the house. She's shouting in the Hindi language. And I didn't even understand right away what she's saying. Yeshu mere bache ko dangai de diye, she's saying. And then I realized, and there was the little girl running and playing with the other children.
How beautiful.
Jesus had healed that little girl completely.
But then her speech hadn't come back yet,
right? And then they're all crowding around me. They're saying, pray for her again, pray for her again. Because her speech wasn't bad. Her body was completely healed, but she wasn't talking yet. So we prayed for her again, and now I had some faith, right? And the following week, when I went back again, she was talking, and they were planning to enroll her in school, and she was going to begin a normal life.
And I know that that family believed that Jesus was a powerful God, a healer, and we want that testimony to spread all over for people to come to know the greatness of God. You know, Leanna, just as you were sharing that, I got a word of knowledge that I want to, just before we break, I want to share this, is that there's someone watching that you just heard Leanna share that testimony and said, well, you know, I had a measure of healing, but I'm not totally healed. There's this other part that didn't get healed. I wonder if God could complete that. And this word is for you right now. The healing power of Jesus Christ is going right through your computer screen or your television screen right now and bringing healing to finish the job. You had a measure of healing, but now the power of God, in fact, you're starting to feel that power right now. It's starting to come into your body and you think, oh my gosh, I'm being healed. And you're going to see the evidence of that because Jesus Christ is Savior. Jesus Christ is Healer. Jesus Christ is Deliverer.
Amen.
And He's come to your house this day. Glory to God. We're going to take a break right now, but we're going to be right back. And you'll want to make sure you stay glued to the television screen right now because you're going to hear, when we come back, you're going to hear testimonies about how Leanna, when she was, over in India, she was doing intercession and she was doing spiritual warfare and actually was confronted by principalities and powers. Yes, principalities and powers and evil things that came against her. And she's going to share to testify of the greatness of God and what transpired after that. We'll be right back. One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation.
You are called to demonstrate the kingdom of God with signs and wonders. Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will help you step outside your comfort zone to reach those around you with the power and love of God. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness at xpministries.com. Human trafficking has taken its toll on men, women, and children all across the world. For Their Tears, I Died is a compilation of true stories and testimonies of social injustice survivors. Visit our online store at xpministries.com.
Hello there, my name's Patricia King, and you know what? I'm going to be in Israel with a God TV Israel tour. I hope that you're going to join me there too, along with many, many Christian leaders from around the world. We're going to visit the Holy Land, all the different sites. We're going to pray, we're going to prophesy, and attend many events. You'll want to be there too. Mark it on your calendar, August 25th to September 3rd, 2013. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited because it's harvest time in the nations right now. Right at this very moment, people all over the world are coming to know Jesus Christ. Even as you're watching this program, the revelation of Jesus Christ is entering hearts right now. And more and more and more are coming into the kingdom. It's definitely a harvest season, mm-hmm. Leanna.
Amen.
And in
yes.
India, for sure. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Over 12,000 churches planted in this last few years and almost 300,000 believers mm-hmm. coming to Christ. Maybe that's already the number by the time this program goes out. But anyways, I want you to share a little bit with us about the power of prayer, praise, mm-hmm. and worship when you go into mm-hmm. nations, because your worship of God actually opens up portals for His presence
yes,
to come
does.
Into the region, doesn't it?
Yes. When I first went there, the Lord had given me a verse from Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. He said, "Wherever the sole of your foot shall tread, I have given you the land." And that meant He wanted me to start just walking and praying. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things He had me do was to go down along the Ganges River, where probably no one had ever worshiped Jesus. They don't know about Jesus. They're just worshiping the Hindu idols and searching for God and not knowing
right.
who Jesus is. So I started to go, and He said, "Now take your guitar and sit down and worship, not shouting at demons or anything, but
right.
worshiping Jesus in their native language." And the people would come around me, and
wow,
they're listening.
How beautiful.
And they'd say in their own language, "Yeshu? Yeshu kon hai? Who is Jesus?" And then they would say in their language, "Yeshu, hamara bhagwan, hamara liye kabhi nahi mara gaya, maut se jiya tha. Our God's never died for us and rose again. Who is this God that loves us so much?" And then they would take a tract, and I would, and so they were receiving the love of Jesus
wow,
right there.
Beautiful.
But that was only a beginning. That was an initial step of spiritual warfare through the power of worship.
Right.
Then the Lord had me go inside of the temples and to bring the presence and the love of Jesus
wow.
into that place too. This time not by worshiping, because they wouldn't have appreciated me singing to Jesus inside the temple, but the Lord wanted me to go as an ambassador of Jesus and put my feet in that place and just to start praying. And he actually allowed me to get inside of a temple.
Oh, wow. Now, which are non-Hindus allowed to go into a temple?
They weren't allowed to go into the one that the Lord wanted me to go into.
Wow.
This is the temple, which is where the Hindus believe the universe was created from this location. Every Hindu wants to go to this place, and no Christian had ever set foot in this temple. It was guarded by guards, but one day the Lord allowed me to get inside, and there was just this sense of bondage. This sense of sadness was there. The people were just striving to touch the idols and to lay their offerings on the idols, but they didn't know the living God. These are idols of stone and plastic and wood. And so, my heart broke for these people. And I just started to intercede and to cry out to God. And I just said, let God's people go. I started to speak into the spirit realm to those demons that I had seen on the mountains that are holding these people in bondage and in darkness. And I said, in Jesus' name, let God's people go. And you know, that brought about a great breakthrough in this land.
You know, Leanna, when we go anywhere, when Christ is in us, he goes with us.
Yes.
So we could go into a grocery store and Christ comes into that grocery store because we carry him. So when you went in to that, you know, sanctified temple unto those people, even though no one had ever been in there before that carried Christ, you were able to get in there that day and establish the presence of God.
Yes.
And there's no telling actually what could happen at times like that, because once his presence is there, people could be getting revelation. And you actually, after that day, you were in that place, which I believe is a type of spiritual warfare, isn't it? When you just go in and you break through the gates, the Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. So when you go in, you're actually establishing the kingdom.
Amen. Yes. We as ambassadors of Christ, we have the anointing and the calling of God upon us. Every one of us, not just a person who's like a missionary or a pastor. Every one of us has that anointing and the power and the authority of the resurrected Christ. And that's why he said, preach the gospel to every creature. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow. So we carry that presence and power of the resurrected Christ, and as we would step into those places in our destiny that God would lead us into, we don't have to have fear.
No, and we don't have to go in an obnoxious way either. What I love about the way you shared is that you said that you had compassion, you had love for the people. And that is the kingdom of God. It's not, okay, I'm going to go in and stand in the devil's territory. You know, it's like, no, it was like, no, you had respect, you had love for the heart of God and for whom he loved. And I just enjoy hearing that.
Yes, Jesus died on that cross for everyone out there, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the Muslims, and all of us over here too.
Well, I think going into a region and worshiping and praying is so powerful. When we were in Cambodia recently, we had a team come in there and they focused on worship. One night, just standing out on the street worshiping, people gathered all around and came to hear about Jesus because the worship was drawing them. And in that oppressed area that we were serving in, which was so dark spiritually, it started to break open with the glory of God just because of worship and intercession. And in your ministry, you allow people to come over and serve with you. And if people are wondering, well, what could they do? That's one thing they could do, is just go and worship the true and the living God. Because after you did that day, things opened up more and more and more. God raised up national leaders. More people got saved. It just broke something open in the spirit.
Yes, it was after that experience, at that encounter, that the Lord showed me the key to everything that's happening today. And so, and the key is not missionaries or foreign missionaries, but the key is those precious native people that have just come out of a Hindu or Muslim background, but they have realized that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And they've given their lives to Him. Usually it's because they were healed
or
that they were delivered of a demon. This stuff happens very commonly with us over there. And so now we're seeing this massive movement. The Lord has allowed me to raise up the native people to lead their own people, to bring the gospel, to bring education to children.
Wonderful.
We have 23,000 destitute kids that are getting an education right now through these little rural education centers. We got 100 more teachers just waiting to start education centers.
And you need help so people can go help you. They can pray for you. They can give to your organization. They can actually go over to India with hands-on, loving the people.
Right.
Leanna, could you tell us also the story of the day? I think that you were praying and there was a man that came down from the temple stairs and confronted you. And that was a pretty brutal confrontation, but tell us about that.
Right, and I'm going to tell this testimony for the viewers to know that the power that is in you is
greater than
any weapon formed against you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper when you know your Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so during that season when I was along the Ganges River worshiping the Lord and people would come around, well, one day, I'm sitting, I went and I sat down and I started worshiping the Lord and nobody came. The people are sitting far away out by the bank of the river and they're looking, they're watching. And I'm going, why? This, I forgot to tell you this part when we were sharing it earlier. This is the best part. Okay, they're watching. I'm going, why aren't the people coming around? Well, all of a sudden I realized I'm right next to a big temple. And there was a one of the ancient sadhus, one of the Hindu holy men who must have been very powerful in black magic. And he was coming out of the temple and he was covered with ash. He had long dreadlocks and he was carrying a pitchfork, which is the symbol of one of the idols. And he's looking right at me with these, just these demonic drilling, his eyes just drilling into me. Because not that he was a bad person, but he was so immersed in the darkness of the idol worship. And he needed to be set free. And so, but here he comes, and I don't know what he's going to do to me. He's got a pitchfork in his hand, and he looks really mean. Well, I'm sitting there, and I'm still singing, sitting here praising Jesus, you know. And I'm looking over there at this guy walking toward me, you know. Ooh. All of a sudden, I realize that he's muttering something. He's actually, and then I realize that all those people are watching because they know that he's cursing me in the name of his God.
They're actually watching a power encounter.
Right. It was literally, he knew that I represented Jesus. He's cursing me in the name of his God. And it, all those people are watching to see whose God is more powerful.
Wow.
When I realized that, oh, let me tell you, the power of the Holy Spirit just came on me. I switched to a song that talked about Yeshu ki lahu ki jay, power in the blood of Jesus. There's victory in the blood of Jesus. And I looked right at that Hindu priest and I started worshiping Jesus right at him. Right to him.
You're
and
so
I was
bold.
Speaking to the demonic stuff that was binding him as a slave. And I was saying, the blood of Jesus has set you free.
Wow. And what was his reaction?
He got, his eyes got really big. I think he saw my guardian angel.
Wow.
His eyes got so big, it like terrified. He just, all that darkness just left his eyes. And he was like, whoa, I just saw something. And he turned around and he ran back into his temple.
I love it.
And
what
all those
people
jumped up and came running, and they mobbed me.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I had some tracks, and they're grabbing my tracks. They knew I couldn't talk Hindi.
But
they wanted those tracks because they knew they could find out about this God that was more powerful than
You know, that
theirs.
Reminds me of Elijah confronting the prophets of Baal, saying, you know, and then when that power encounter happened, they were all on their faces, you know, saying, the Lord, He is God.
Yes.
The Lord, He is God.
Yes.
God's power works within you, too.
Amen.
God's power lives within you. And He wants to raise you up to spread His glorious gospel. You might think, but who am I? I'm just, you know, a little believer, and I've never gone to any mission field, and I've never gone to Bible school, and I've never, you know, done this or done that. You know, you just put all of that off to the side and remember that God in you is greater than anything that you could feel insufficient in. God plus nothing is absolutely everything that you need. He is raising up an army of believers right now to go in and conquer nations and kingdoms for the glory of his name, to go in the love of God, to lay our lives down for the purposes of the gospel and to see the nations come to know him. God loves you with an everlasting love, but he also loves every single person on the face of the earth. The power of Christ in you is going to start to be loosed into full operation. Many of you who have been sensing that you're called to the mission fields after this program even are going to feel a fresh empowerment of the Spirit to rise up and to go, because God's name is in you. Amen. We'll see you next time. Remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation.
You are called to demonstrate the kingdom of God with signs and wonders. Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will help you step outside your comfort zone to reach those around you with the power and love of God. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness at xpministries.com.
Hello there, my name's Patricia King, and you know what? I'm going to be in Israel with a God TV Israel tour. I hope that you're going to join me there too, along with many, many Christian leaders from around the world. We're going to visit the Holy Land, all the different sites. We're going to pray, we're going to prophesy, and attend many events. You'll want to be there too. Mark it on your calendar. August 25th to September 3rd, 2013.
Marg Sachai Arjivan Hai. And he loves you. Prabhu Yeshu Masih aapko pyar karte hai. Wo aapke liye mara gaya aur jeeta aur vijay paya. Isliye aap bhi vijay pa sakte hai. Moksh mukti pa sakte hai. Ki jab aap mar jate hai, aap swarg mein jayega. Prabhu ki upasthiti mein rahenge. You will live in the presence of God in paradise forever, because Jesus will cleanse your sin. Accept him by faith. You don't have to do works. It's not about dipping in the Ganges. It's not about making offerings to idols. By faith, you are saved, not by works, but only by faith in what Jesus did for you on the cross. Vishwas ke dwara aap mukti paega. So accept Jesus today as your Lord and Savior.